How are you this morning?
I'm good, Tony.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you.
Now, do you let employees at KI Technology Group come in and dress up?
I don't think any of my employees want to come in and dress up. If I thought that they should, they would probably be arguing with me. We're tech people. We don't dress up.
Yeah, well, you know, my interns could have dressed up too, but they chose not to. I don't know why. I thought they were fun people, but that's another conversation.
Well, you don't have on much of a costume either this morning.
No, I don't. And actually, I'm glad to have this on. It was a late night with some sick people at my house last night. So I'm glad I'm here, Linda. Okay. But you know what? I got a Rasta hat that I could have put on. So I really don't have an excuse. Let's talk about something that you are going to be joining forces with. This topic, and it's tech time here with KI Technology Group's Linda Lynch. She's the president. They are the official sponsors and providers of all of our computer equipment here and at the home office, and we appreciate KI Technology Group for that. But Linda, you're going to be involved with some serious stuff here. Workforce development, cloud regulation, lots of stuff going on. Talk about this.
Well, I am going to Washington, D.C. tomorrow as part of a delegation that the Computing Technology Industry Association has put together. And one of the four focuses for that organization is advocacy. So CompTIA has a group in Washington, D.C. that works with legislatures on Capitol Hill on the issues that are important to small technology businesses and some that are just important to small businesses in general.
What is CompTIA?
That stands for the Computing Technology Industry Association, and that is the largest trade organization for the technology industry.
Okay, and who are you going to be meeting with when you're there?
I don't know exactly what lawmakers I'll be meeting with. We'll be breaking down into groups. I know they were working very hard to get each of us appointments with the staffs of our particular representatives, but I don't have the schedule for that yet.
Now, some of the issues that, of course, would be of concern to the IT community, workforce development, I get that. Talk about smart tax policy.
Smart tax policy?
Mm-hmm. And data breach. Those are... couple of the topics that you're going to be...
The data breach, most states have enacted legislation that has to do with how a company should react in the event that there's a data breach, but they're not consistent. And in some cases, the legislation is actually conflicting between two different states. So if you are a company that is doing business in several states and has information about your customers... and it is breached, you have to research all of the regulations for the different states to figure out how you need to react.
We have Congressman Mike Rogers on quite a bit, and one of the things that he focuses on, as you know as well as anyone, there are people out in the world in other countries that are trying to hack into big business, trying to hack into businesses. How much of that are you concerned about? How much do you worry about, and how much do you constantly have to upgrade how you protect your businesses against that because of the new technology that's available?
That's something that every business should be concerned about. It's important that every company have a firewall, and we actually do security scans on our contract clients on a regular basis to make sure there's no vulnerabilities. And what's happening is that larger companies are better protected against that than smaller companies are. So these people who are trying to steal information will turn to the smaller companies because although they may not have as much data, they're an easier target. So it's definitely something that we are concerned about.
But these small companies don't have to think, well, because I'm not a big boy, I can't afford this or I don't need this.
Exactly. They need to understand that they have to afford it. And sometimes the solutions are not horribly expensive, but they probably shouldn't go to Best Buy and buy a standard home residential type router and put it in their office. And then on top of that, perhaps not even change the default password. That makes them a very easy target.
Why?
Because the people who are hacking are going to know what usernames and passwords they should try, and they're sitting out there on the internet with a public IP, and it's not that difficult to break into a site that is just protected that way.
You know what's interesting too, Linda? Not only are there countries that are hiring their smartest people to be hackers and to hack into these businesses, but now there have been recent stories about how gangs and smaller type criminals now are trying to get into this type of business, if you will.
Well, and you can just Google the information you want and find a lot of it. So it's not always that difficult. People who've developed programs that let you hack in will have them for sale so that other people can use them.
And beyond the information that your business needs to compete and to do its business, the information about all your clients, you need to protect that too.
Exactly. Some businesses are keeping, you know, names, addresses, credit card numbers. And if that's not secure, then you're vulnerable.
And it's never too late to get the protection.
Oh, no, it's never too late.
All right. If people want to do that through KI Technology, how do they do that?
They can give us a call at 333-6540, or they can visit our website at kitechnologygroup.com.
All right. As you go to Washington, D.C., I want you to put on your journalism hat, because when you come back next week, I want a full report.
Okay.
And I want to see how important it is to the people that you talk to in Washington, D.C., too.
I'm interested to find that out. And one of the things we found in earlier conversations is that there's a disconnect between what they consider a small business and what I consider a small business. To me, a small business is 10 or 20 employees, and to them, it may be 500, and those are two entirely different animals.
So. All right, Linda Lynch is the president of the KI Technology Group, the source that you need to go to protect your business and to help your business grow.